Wait, if you're here and I'm here, doesn't that make it our time? Yeah, yeah, let's have a pizza then, man.
We're Keith about Fry. Cuba.
Pizza, yeah. Aloha.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Nobody's going to actually believe that we're both really here.
Yeah, of course.
It's been confusing.
We're like one day out of five.
Yeah, I think that's more than enough. That's and today's the day.
Correct.
This
today's
is the one
the
day.
Yes. We're going to play for one American dollar today.
Yeah.
I get a chance to finally win
you
one.
You do. I think you might have good luck with this. In fact, I'm going to give you a couple different possibilities.
Oh.
No, for once, I'm not lying.
All right.
For once. This is it.
No, I know. It's just the curse of
that's
this
true.
Should be easy.
You're right.
Then that means it's somehow going to not work.
Be impossible.
Because it should be easy.
That's true.
Gimme Five is bands with band in their name.
Yeah. It's weird how many there are.
So we're going to do that at 5 o'clock, five songs in a row with the theme. In the 4 o'clock hour, you were a mall Santa.
Or bad Santa.
Or one of those elves that had to keep the kids in line before they...
God, how did you do it?
I can't imagine.
No.
I saw Will Ferrell on Jimmy Kimmel last night. Uh-huh. He was saying that was one of his first jobs was being a mall Santa.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You know, I can kind of see that.
And not even a sit down, and this may be better, sit down and have the kids come sit on your lap.
No,
it was more like they just walked around the mall and
that
just checked
better.
In with the stores.
There you go.
That'd be a lot better.
Yes.
You
yes.
have to deal with the brats and
yes.
the brats' parents.
Yes, yes.
So even we'll worse. Talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. And
$100,000 name game is up to $4,400 already.
All right.
Yeah.
$4,400 this hour on 95.5 KLOS.
Dollar bill.
Warming up.
No, you don't need that. You need the buzzer. No. No dollar bill. No dollar bill.
I need.
Yeah.
Woo. Hey.
Play. You want to play?
Let's play one American dollar.
Yeah, all right. I was thinking a couple of choices for you today, Kevin.
Okay.
I want you to win this dollar because Christmas is
I don't
coming.
I think you do.
And you need to
ahead.
Buy presents.
We'll
so
see.
Which of these would you like to do? The top 10 dog breeds most loved, most had, yeah, baby, here in these United States.
Okay.
Or worldwide, the top 10 websites, the most visited
websites.
And used, according to the list that I came up with, which looks pretty accurate to me.
Okay.
Both of them look pretty. So what do you want to do?
Let's do dog breeds another day. Let's do websites.
You're blowing off the puppies?
Yeah, I think.
Aw, poor puppies. All right.
I think I have some ideas for websites.
Websites.
So how many guesses do I get to get how many right?
I mean, you know, we use all of these all the damn time. Certainly heard of them. So I'm thinking you need to get five.
Five?
But I'll give you seven guesses. What do you think about that?
All right.
Is that good?
Seven guesses to get five.
Seven guesses to get five, the top 10 websites on this planet Earth.
All right. My first guess is going to be Pornhub.
Man, I want to be able to hit the buzzer. Oh, no, I have to hit the buzzer.
I'm ringing my own buzzer.
Yeah, we're not talking about your website.
Really?
I figured not that the ones was, you go to.
I figured that was a slam dunk.
That's beautiful.
That's not on there, huh?
I love it. That's hilarious. I didn't
CNN.
Even think about that. CNN?
Yes. What?
No, what is going on?
I'm trying to think of websites everybody goes to.
I'm going to give you eight guesses because I'm going to give you eight.
Wow, you're already taking pitter on me.
Yeah, I'm going to take a pitter on you, yes.
TMZ.
TMZ.
What is happening?
I'm stunned. I'm shocked.
Are apps like Twitter, is that considered?
Are you saying that?
I would say Twitter,
you
yeah.
You would say that?
Sure.
That seems like a good thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right,
one.
Good. Then I would also say Instagram.
Instagram. Sucks, actually. I hate Instagram.
And really? It's not on TikTok.
Wait. I think you've already...
What?
You've already.
What?
You're at five. You're at six guesses altogether.
That's seven guesses.
Oh, yeah, two more guesses, yeah.
What?
Six. You've done six.
How? What?
And you got one right.
How can I only get one right on
the website? I don't know,
websites?
But when you hear these, you can be like, oh, right, oh, right, oh, right. It's horrible.
Google! Yes!
Ding, 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 ding!
Well yes.
done. Well done, you.
Whew. All right, Google. That's eight guesses.
But guess what? Google.
And I got two right.
Is not number one. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, Google is not number one.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, it's number 10 is Reddit.
Reddit.
Yeah.
Of course.
Number 9, IMDb.
Wouldn't have thought of that in a million years.
Funny, I use it a lot.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm always, yeah. Number eight's this weird thing, Twitter.
Yes, got that one.
Twitter, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yahoo is still on the list. It's at number seven.
Yahoo.
Yeah. Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, number six.
So dumb.
Facebook. Still beats out Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ahead of Wayo. Wikipedia, which is nice to see. Be sure to donate a little cash.
I wouldn't
to them.
Have guessed that one either.
Yeah. Netflix is number three.
Netflix.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
All right.
I love how they finally actually did become Netflix. Remember when they were calling themselves that, but they would mail you the DVDs
yes.
back in the day?
Yeah, of course.
One day we will stream everything. Nah. Number two is Google. And number one.
Bigger than Google.
Yeah.
Bigger than Amazon.
Yeah. We use it constantly, you and I do.
We do.
Mm-hmm. It was, in fact, purchased by Google for, I don't remember what the amount was. It was a sick amount.
I don't know.
YouTube. You need a dollar, dollar.
Oh,
that's what you need.
My God.
YouTube. What I need. Pornhub, though, should have been on the
list.
So
dumb. That's
a beautiful answer. You got right on you.
I'm sorry. Thank you to listener Mike Dolan for tweeting an article about the Orange County Register that says KNBC TV reporters, there's three or four of them that are going to stop working by the end of the year.
Mm.
And I assume it's for the same reason everybody else is cutting costs.
Right.
Chuck Henry's one of them.
Okay, that's what, you're a big fan.
I love Chuck Henry so much.
You guys did a lot of Chuck Henry back in the day.
Well, it all goes back to the fires, the San Bernardino.
Wow.
Fires. And
I'll have what you're having.
There was a time when the fire department was saying all of the news media needs to back up because we can't.
Sure.
It's unpredictable. We can't tell.
Why do we have to save your lives on top of everything else?
Right.
Yeah.
And so Mike writes, but what about the stupid truck?
I remember the truck. We cried.
Yes.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Because for some reason,
God.
The fire department told all the other reporters to back up and get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck Henry decided to stay there with his Channel 4 van.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did this crying interview afterwards.
Because it got destroyed.
Well, let's listen to the interview.
Okay.
But I got to thank the firefighter who, I was inside the truck. I tried to get it started. Wouldn't start. And I jumped out of the driver's seat, and all there was flame, and I couldn't see where to go. And it's
the heat.
It's yeah.
The heat really.
I feel so badly for the people that lost their possessions. The truck, who cares? Stupid truck. Bunch of equipment in it.
Stupid truck.
How is he
bunch
mad
of
at the
equipment
truck?
In it.
How is he mad at the truck?
Wasn't that a T-shirt for a while? Stupid
yes.
truck
with a bunch of equipment in it.
Yeah, I think it was a T-shirt for a minute. Yeah, I mean, my only guess on that was that he was like going to be in trouble with management, so he was pretending he was so upset.
Maybe
that was my only.
I mean, he did visualize people's houses going up, so he didn't
sure,
see
but
that.
You have to have something of your own destroyed
right.
to get that,
especially after the fire department told him to move.
Right?
Can you just play the last part again?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid truck.
Stupid truck.
A bunch
truck
of equipment in it. Like, I don't care about that. That doesn't make any difference to me.
So weird.
It was one of the favorite
Very
clips I've ever
weird.
Had.
Lost their possessions. The truck, who cares? Stupid truck.
Stupid truck.
Bunch of equipment in it.
Bunch of equipment.
Is it like the anniversary of that happening, or what's the deal?
No, he's leaving the station.
Oh, right, I see.
Yeah,
that's a nice send-off for
that's
him.
That was our send-off, yeah.
Stupid truck.
Bunch of equipment in it.
To play some great, a whole lot of great Def Leppard yesterday when we binged Def Leppard on the Gimme 5. And I want to thank everybody with all the great suggestions. And then people were really on about it on social.
It's
kind of nice.
I mean, great band.
Had some great stuff to say about Joe and Co. So that was nice to see.
Right now we're talking about you were a mall Santa?
No, but I worked at Toys R Us, which is worse.
Oh, yeah, that would have been worse.
The parents would come the last few days. First Christmas, and they break the doors down to buy the cheapest toys.
Wow. They're like, oh my God, I forgot to get one for that one kid we have, the last one that we don't even like.
That is hilarious.
It was horrible.
Wow.
That sounds terrible.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yeah. So I'm calling about the Mall Santa thing. So my wife, she actually works with the Mall Santa right now.
Oh, really?
She's the one for taking the pictures.
Oh, okay.
And so she says, yeah, it's getting crazy, but Right now, where she works at, they're paying the Santa $65 an hour.
Wow, that's pretty righteous.
I'm sorry.
Bucks.
Did you say $65 an hour?
$65.
What kind of background checks do they have to do on these Santas, by the way?
Ooh, I mean, good question.
Yeah, they got to make...
Honestly, I don't know, but I what I do know is that one of the Santas, he was making some creepy remarks to my wife and some of the coworkers.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, he's been replaced.
He's been he's been sent back to the North Pole.
Yeah, he got sent back to the North Pole.
He's been replaced.
Dude, thank you for calling. So does your wife like it? I mean, is she into, or is it just a miserable experience?
I mean, she says she's enjoying it right now. I mean, she's just doing it as a seasonal job because
right.
She's also a substitute.
Right.
So this is doing a little bit more.
Wow, she just tortures herself. A substitute teacher, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
She loves working with kids.
Really?
Well, I'm sure she loves working with kids, but in this particular case, they have to stand in line for so long, and then the parents can be such jerks.
And then as a substitute, you got kids like Kevin and I.
How
dare
you?
Worst.
Yeah, definitely. It does get crazy because of the long lines, but
sure. It's
actually harder to keep everyone in check because they're all just want to take out their phone and get a quick picture rather than actually take a picture.
I gotcha. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I wonder maybe this is the thing that's going to go away.
Does she take off running and tackle people to pull out their phones?
Almost. There you go.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Dude, thank you very much for calling. There you go. That's what we're talking about. 818-955-KLOS.
You are a mall Santa or photographer or elf.
A renegade from Styx turned up in the mysterious Benedict Society.
Renegade.
A renegade.
Is that how you say it?
You have to. That's actually in the contract.
It is.
Yeah. But I love seeing our music turning up in all these like different little shows, weird little shows.
I know,
Wednesday,
that is fun. Mm-hmm.
That new show that's off the Addams Family that's really entertaining.
Yep.
They're playing some great music in there as well. But it's nice to hear Styx in the mysterious Benedict Society.
Let's talk about the great job that is Mall Santa.
Oh, my God.
You were one?
Yeah, well, I was actually a theme park Santa.
Fine.
It was honestly probably the most rewarding job I've ever had. It was fantastic.
Is that right?
I didn't have a single kid give me any issues. I mean, I had a couple that cried and a couple that, you know, didn't even want to look at me, but never got peed on or puked on or anything.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, at a theme park, you would think they're already a little nauseous after getting off the ride.
How about that? That's shocking.
Yeah, so why did you give it up? You finally got busted? No, just kidding.
The flask? It was the flask.
I still do it for private gigs.
Oh, fact, okay.
On this Saturday, so.
Well, let's hear your ho, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho.
Good enough.
Pretty good, man. Pretty solid. I believe you're Santa.
Wow.
Santa's on the phone.
Santa
everybody.
Loves it. That's great.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to know.
It is, yes.
You wouldn't want you're putting your kid on some guy that hates kids.
Correct.
Yeah, no. The kids were all wonderful. If anything, some of the parents were a bit of a pain.
Yeah, of course.
That.
That's almost always the case, yeah.
Dude, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, no, I don't got no story for the mall.
All right, great. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi there, how you guys doing?
Good.
We're great, thank you. We're talking about mall Santas.
I actually a videographer for Channel 5, and I can say some stuff, but instead of that, I called to tell you because I was laughing. You guys mentioned more kids cry when they're sitting on Santa's lap. But a couple years ago, we did a piece, and so did NBC, on this photographer that makes a living off kids sitting on the lap, and they cry. And it's hilarious.
Oh, you
so
mean...
You guys are looking up your own selves in general.
You mean actually they are looking for kids who are crying. They want the kids to cry.
Yeah, exactly. And he takes pictures of it. It's hilarious.
That's fantastic. Santa's got like a little pinprick in his finger. And he's like stabbing the little kids. Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks,
worries, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I am calling in regards to the mall Santa guy.
Yeah.
You used to be a Santa or elf or photographer?
Or?
I used to be an elf for like a couple years at my small town.
Yes. And
how
was
it? Yeah.
It was pretty fun, except there's like the crazy kids who really don't want to be there, and the parent is forcing them onto the Santa's lap.
Right.
You know?
This guy's not real. It's a fake Santa. Why do I have to sit on his lap?
I mean, I feel like the parents are a big part of all of this.
Exactly. But then we also did like a fire truck loop that we went on every year and stopped at this one kid's house every year, and he had cancer. And then we brought like special gifts to him at least like 4 years in a row after he beat cancer. And so that was.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
Now, there you go. That's great. Good for Santa and you as an elf.
Yeah.
You guys are from the North Pole doing good work.
Well done.
Say. Yeah, that's really cool.
For sure.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Maybe it was hell. Maybe it was fun. A few people saying they kind of like it. 818-955-KLOS.
Mall Santas can't be fun, but you're telling us that it is. We're talking about you poor unfortunate souls that used to be mall Santas, and it turns out some of them like it.
Some people actually enjoyed that job.
What?
Man, good, but man, how?
You were a mall Santa?
Hi, I was a mall Santa.
You were? Okay, tell us about it.
So I was a mall Santa for a couple of years at the Orange Mall in Orange County, mm-hmm. and me and a bunch of my friends used to get drunk as and
great.
Take care of the kids. And the worst part was that they wouldn't clean the costume.
Oh!
Oh, so the Santa before you would sweat in it for 12 hours and then you would put it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh!
It's just like in Superstore. That's what they said happened. They didn't clean the Santa costume after whoever wore it. Wow, that's...
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
Well, especially when you were drunk, right?
Oh, yeah, we were all drunk.
Do it! Give me a five. Hand it over. What are you waiting for?
Five what?
Where's my five? Hey!
Oh, songs in a row. Okay.
Oh, I see. So, I always think it's kind of funny when a band names themselves blank band, you know?
Like Little River?
Yeah, Little River Band. Yes. Wow, that's going deep.
Sorry. Wow. I don't know why that came to my mind.
So if you can think of one, maybe other than Little River Band, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit up us on Twitter as well. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi, this is Steve Miller on 95.5 KLOS.
You know, the Steve Miller Band. Let him do the last whistle there.
All right.
Hell yeah.
KLOS, hello.
What's happening, guys?
You tell us. We're doing Gimme Five, bands with band in the title.
Bands in the title.
What about Sgt. Pepper's?
And Lonely Hearts Club Band.
You know it.
I mean, that's not a band, though. Does that matter?
Well,
it has band in the name.
They were pretending to be.
Right?
Kind of.
Listen,
they're kind of our band. I think they are.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There you go.
Okay. I believe them.
Okay.
We asked Paul if he was dead when we talked to him on the air, and he said no, he was alive.
As long as you believe him.
I believe him.
All right.
It's a band.
Gotcha.
It's really me. I'm really alive.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, we're doing Gimme Five, bands with band in the title.
Jay Giles Band.
Which, now you're talking.
Which song?
Yeah.
Something from Jay Giles' live album. Whammer Jammer, a great song.
Ah, nice. All right. Yeah, because they are an amazing live band. Perfect. Right on,
yes,
dude.
They are.
Who are you?
My name's John. I live in West Hills.
Thanks for calling, man.
Right on. Rock and roll.
They got together in a room with all their friends. They talked about the name of the band, and they decided to call themselves Blank Band.
Like the Jay Giles Band there. That's
correct.
What we're doing on our precious little Gimme
Five. Gimme Five, bands with the word band in their band name. KLOS, hello.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. How about something from Eddie and the Cruisers movie?
What was the name of the band? Once again, can you say it just like you did?
I'm in a library. John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
One more time.
But louder.
Louder.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Bands with the word band in their name.
In the band name.
We've got a few people that suggested the band, of course.
Sure.
Which makes perfect sense.
No one's called for that until just recently.
Just a second
ago. A couple seconds ago.
Yeah, and then a very nice human asked for this one in the Allman Brothers Band. And since there was a 20 involved.
We can be bribed. For sure.
So here you go. Rambling Man. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game on the way. Keep listening.
Yeah, and it's going to be $4,800 on the line this hour.
I was going to make this one American dollar, but I think it's too difficult. The Google searches of the year.
Wow.
The Google searches
would be hard.
Like, how do you pick?
Yeah, geez.
Unfortunately, a lot of them have to do with dead people. Because they were trying to figure out information about them.
Okay.
Right. Number 10, there was, of course, a TV show about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
So that was one of the best, most
that was,
searched.
Really?
Yes, one of the
really?
Top. It was one of the top 10.
Oh, America.
Number 9 was Waxes. Anne Heche.
Okay, right, sure, yeah.
Number 8 was Powerball numbers.
I'm surprised.
Is that up to 2 billion?
Yeah.
No,
it was really close.
Yeah,
no, yeah. But I'm surprised it's that low. I would have thought that would have been higher.
Number 7 is Mega Millions.
Okay.
Number 6 is Ukraine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number five is our former friend Bob Saget.
Oh, man.
Number four is Queen Elizabeth. Number three is Betty White.
Betty White.
Number two is election results.
Okay. Wow. Number two. Oh, wait. So number one.
So number one, I'm going to let you guess number one.
I would guess
it's more searched than all the ones I just mentioned.
I mean, I would imagine it's probably the usual, you know, like boobies, n***ers, melons, jugs, cans, hoppers, hoopers, m***ers, titties. Was it any of those?
I like the last one. No, it was Wordle.
Oh, come on!
It was.
I'm so disappointed with you people.
It was such a disappointed ending.
Yeah!
Yours were way better.
Well, you know what I'm searching for.
Yeah, no kidding.
It ain't Wordle.
It ain't Wordle.
A little premature on that buzzer. I swear, though, it's never happened before.
Yeah,
first time.
Just getting ready. Because this is going to be happening a lot when we do.
Especially at this time of the year, you know, I hope you're going to give me an easy one American dollar because, you know, I got a lot of presents.
This might be the hardest one I've ever come across. As a matter of fact,
cruel.
I thought about
vicious.
I thought about making it one.
Like one, I only had to get one answer.
Six guesses,
uh-huh.
And if you get one right, you win.
Damn,
that's how hard
it
is.
Let's do that. Let's do that from now on. That's how we play from now on.
No, because they're way too. This one's so hard.
Really? So yeah. What is it about? I can't even imagine.
But I'm gonna go with two. I'm gonna
I'll
be nice.
Two right. Two
I mean,
right.
I'm not gonna be. Yeah, I'm gonna out be nice six. And give you two instead of one.
That's not nice. Your definition of nice is twisted,
I'm
my
be
friend.
Nice and make you get more.
That's
no,
nice
because
to
I was trying
hear
to
me
think.
Falter.
Can you get one? Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah,
but could you get two? I don't.
Well,
think
Well, what
so.
Is it? What is it? What is it?
Christmas vacations. 10 of the best places to go for the holiday spirit.
See, you know, I hate that kind of crap
in the
I
world.
Hate it.
Christmas
in the whole
vacations.
World.
10 of the best places to go for the holiday spirit.
Holy cow, dude! That's impossible. I get no dollar.
But you got
Damn.
Six guesses to get two.
Six. You said one, right? Just one?
Two.
Get one, right?
I started with zero. I was like, if he gets one, there's no way. All right, so six guesses to get two.
Oh, my God.
All right, and this is including the whole world, including the United States? I don't even think it's possible, but go ahead.
Well, the first thing that leaps to... You bastard, and you're probably right. First thing that leaps to mind is that Rockette show, the Christmas show in New York City at Radio City Music Hall. Oh, come on! Are you serious?
You got one. But it was New York City.
My living in New York helped, I guess. Okay, that's it. That's the only
that
one.
That is the that's one it. That I assumed you would get. And so now, this is when I go, okay, can we get another one? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm going to guess maybe in... I'm going to say Bethlehem. Maybe they have some sort of thing.
Bethlehem where?
Like, you know, the Bethlehem, like down by Jerusalem, you know. And
oh, okay.
Israel. Damn it!
I see. All
damn
right.
Damn so it after Bethlehem is kind of fun at Christmas
two
time.
Two guesses. You got one right. Talking about 10 of the best places to go for the holiday spirit. He got New York City, which is one of them.
Is there only one New York City? Because
yeah, there's only one.
Oh, there's no, no I mean, there's only one event in New York City? The Rockets?
Yeah, these are cities.
Oh, cities.
Cities to visit. Yeah, places to go, but cities to visit.
Okay. South Pole, Alaska.
Sorry, that's three guesses.
They have Santa's little whatever there, and I figured I drove past it. It's between Fairbanks and Anchorage.
What do you mean you drove past it? Who drives past the South Pole?
In Alaska.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's a total tourist trap. It's total crap, but I figured maybe...
All right.
There's this Polar Express some friends of mine, family went on not too long ago, and Flagstaff, you get on like a train or something. Is that one of the things? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's four. You're thinking specific attractions like
right.
Radio City. I'm saying these are cities.
Cities. Gotcha.
So it's not necessarily an attraction
okay.
that's in
right.
effing Flagstaff. Sorry, right. I almost cursed.
It is really hard not to, isn't it? Because the way we really talk.
I need dollar.
Thinking time. That's so you can have some thinking time.
I mean, I guess London. London's probably a good place to go. There's probably. Oh, my God.
I would have guessed that, too.
Yeah, really?
Absolutely, I would have guessed that, too. All right, so that's five guesses, and you've only gotten one right. That means you have to get the next guess correct.
Oh, to get two. So it's only two.
You can still do it.
Where is them down? There's like a Christmas town, and don't buzz yet, but there's one in, like, I'm going to say Germany. There's like this Christmas town. They do up the whole, like, Christmas village. And I think it's in Austria, but I'm going to go with Germany. Is it Germany? Somewhere. I don't know the name of the city.
It's not a country. It's not a goddamn country.
I don't know the name of the city. How would I know?
I'm just going to buzz you because you're not on the right. You're not on the right track.
Here's
how difficult.
Yeah.
This listens. You got one.
I did.
Congratulations.
I thought. Wait a minute. Maybe this isn't so bad. I'm going to do it.
Malta.
What the hell is a Malta?
It's number 10.
Never even heard of a Malta.
Number 9 is Bogota, Colombia.
Oh, come on. Why? Because they eat great drugs there? Yeah.
Nuremberg, Germany.
See, that's probably the one I thought of, but I don't know. I don't know what it's called. I mean, that's fair enough. I couldn't come up with the name of the downtown.
Number 7 is Nairobi, Kenya.
What?
Number 6, you got New York City. Number 5, Barcelona, Spain. Number 4, San Fernando, Philippines.
Who's making these? Who is really stoned?
Number 3, Bath, England.
Oh, I love Bath.
Do you really?
It's a good place for Christmas?
Yeah,
why?
I didn't picture that either.
Oh, Bath is beautiful, man. It's so cool. Yeah, the Roman baths are still there.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, damn it!
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
I just said Bethlehem. Which, you've given it to me.
No, but you said Bethlehem.
I know.
No, I would have made you specify because there is another Bethlehem.
That's not fair.
Back in the day, we sent lightning to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to get a Christmas tree. And number 1 is Rovaniemi, Lapland, Finland.
Finland. Country where I quite want to be.
He still needs. People are dumb.
Turns out.
People are dumb.
Who knew?
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
In Massachusetts, a school bus driver was allegedly driving while drunk.
Ah, man. I mean, as a kid, you get on board and the driver's like, hey, how you doing?
Can you imagine?
Nice artwork, kid. Was that supposed to be a son? stupid. Hey, sit down.
Let's see.
Wow, that's messed up.
The name of the driver was 53-year-old Bethan Sweeney.
Bethan.
And she had just picked up 28 passengers between the ages of 14 and 20. So not little kids.
Oh.
And two adult supervisors.
Oh.
At Plymouth North High School.
Hey, you guys want a drink?
Where they were coming from the basketball Special Olympics closing ceremony.
Was an amazing game, wasn't it? I was drinking my ass off.
Massachusetts State Police received a 911 call, reported an erratic bus on Route 3.
It's not coming from the World Cup, that's for sure.
Around 5:25, according to the police, the caller was a passenger on the bus.
Oh, my God.
And said that the bus was swerving in and out of lanes.
She's screaming something about speed. I have to keep going the same speed or the bus is going to explode.
And ran a red light.
Oh, wow, that's terrifying. Why don't buses have seatbelts, by the way? I mean, there's got to be some reason. I don't know what it is. But I mean,
I don't know.
All the public transport, you're sitting there, especially kids, not belted in.
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, if we could just get the drivers to be sober.
Yeah, maybe not drink.
That would be a start.
Wow.
The driver, Bethany Sweeney, was asked to step off the bus, and the trooper smelled alcohol on her.
Oh, my God.
She was unsteady on her feet, and her speech appeared to show signs that she was intoxicated.
Boy, sorry about that. Fine. You're pretty.
She was arrested and charged with operating under the influence of intoxicating substances.
And being a jerk.
Here's what she was charged with.
Yeah.
Operating under the influence of liquor.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know her.
Child endangerment while operating under the influence.
Of liquor. I don't even know her.
Negligent operation of a motor vehicle.
She was wearing a negligee.
Reckless endangerment of a child.
Wow. This is a rack of charges.
Having an open container of alcohol.
Oh, come on.
Which was a water bottle that was filled with vodka.
Oh, my God.
So you got that happening.
That is so messed up. What is it? Sure. I'm going to lean yes on that one. I'm all for drinking. I don't know.
But not before you drive a bus.
Generally not when you're driving. Kids
it does seem like it makes sense.
Love playing local music from local bands.
Agreed.
Love Joyous Wolf. That is Fearless on KLOS.
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I lost one American dollar because I couldn't name 4 of the top 10 visited websites.
Even though you've been to them a bazillion times.
Yep.
That game is rough.
It is a lot harder than it sounds. I would just like to say to all of you that are out there yelling at the radio how dumb we are.
You too! YouTube, you bastard!
It's very difficult when you're sitting here. We were talking about you were being a mall Santa, and we were surprised by how many people love that job.
Actually enjoyed their time having children come up and tell them what they wanted for Christmas.
Although it wouldn't kill you to wash the Santa suit before somebody else wore it.
Seriously.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
It's going to be worth $5,000, so good luck. I'm off to pet the kitty myself.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. It's a good time to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, it is.
We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park to experience Disney's Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad Street Party.
You say that so well. Thank I was you. Not able to say that at all.
Magic is the holidays now through January 8th.
And if you call, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get them there for tickets. Hell yeah.
Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Vanessa, how would you like 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney's California Adventure Park?
No way. Yes. I love them.
Hey, you're caller 13.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You have 3 other people you can bring?
Yeah, my family. I have 2 kids and my husband. Perfect. And he's going to be happy.
Perfect. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the park.
Thank you so much.
Look at us caring.
I know, right?
Look at us.
I know. I don't
being
like
all caring and
I
whatnot.
I don't like it when people call and they're caller 13 and they don't win anything. I just feel bad. So the last couple of days, we've been doing this where if you're caller 13, you're for sure going to win. You're absolutely going to go to Metallica. It's 2 different opening acts, 2 different complete sets, 2 nights at the SoFi Stadium in the round. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com.
So you get that regardless of how you do.
Absolutely going to that show.
In the KLOS $100,000 name.
That's right. So if you can be caller 13, you get to play that. Now, I'm thinking if they win the name game,
right?
But they don't get the Metallica tickets because they can go buy them.
No, you can't.
They can buy them.
Right, but you can't do it that way. They either win them or they don't.
All right, that's fair enough.
So they have to win them.
You absolutely win Metallica tickets. And
you can play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
So call right this second. Be caller 13.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck. Name
game. We should play the name game.
Just an idea. I wish we had a little song to go along with it or something. That'd be nice.
Well, it's not be ridiculous. KLOS, who's this?
My name is Ben.
Ben, you are lucky caller 13.
No flipping way.
It's a fact. You're going to SoFi Stadium August 25th and 27th. 2 nights, 2 different Metallica shows.
Woo!
Not only that, you're also playing the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Now how much would you pay?
Which is worth $4,400.
Woo! As you said.
And we are looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
Now, Ben, let me tell you, the last couple guesses were Anthony Hopkins and Robin Williams. Both of those are wrong. So for $4,400, on top of your Metallica tickets you've already won, who would you say?
Let's say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Arnold. That's incorrect.
Oh, damn.
You thought you had that one in the bag, did you?
I thought so, yeah.
We had agreed that if anybody said Arnold Schwarzenegger, we take the tickets away from you, too.
I think that's true, yeah. You don't get Metallica. Yeah, listen.
Are you serious?
No. No, we're not. But that's how things work.
No, you're going to the Metallica show,
life's
Ben.
Not fair, man.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much. KLOS rules!
Nice to hear they're not slowing down at all.
No kidding.
Latest thing from Metallica, Lux Eterna. And the KLOS free ride, it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We have your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game. If you'd like to be caller 13 right now, you could win your share of that money and a 2-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. 818-955-KLOS. $4,600. KLOS, who is this?
This is Carol.
Carol, you're caller 13.
Oh my gosh, that was very quick.
That means you're part of the way there. You got the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
And it's up to $4,600. So let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Arnold Schwarzenegger and Anthony Hopkins, but it wasn't those gentlemen who you have in mind.
Oh, gosh, I've got a lot in mind, but the one I'm going to pick is Dustin Hoffman.
The Grad U8.
That is a great guess. He's been in more than 20 films. Well done, but not the right one.
Not the cannibal film Grad U8. Sorry.
No. That's all right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I always hate to hear him, like, crestfallen.
Next hour, though, it's 4,800.
Life is over. Can't take it anymore.
Who wants to play a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's play the game.
Yeah.
KLOS $100,000 name game. We have your shot to win your share of 100 grand and a two-night stay at the Sahara, Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS.
Stupid truck. Bunch of equipment in it.
My favorites of all time.
The strangest thing that's ever been said on television.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Tony.
Tony, you are caller 13.
Yes!
It's time to play, Tony.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. You'll win, in this particular case, $4,800. And also a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. What we're looking for is the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses, Tony, were Dustin Hoffman and Arnold Schwarzenegger. So what do you got for us?
Let's roll the dice with my man Woody Harrelson.
Oh. Sorry. Sorry, that's not it.
Damn it.
It was a good guess, though. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Next chance is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$5,000.
Good luck.
Traffic released their debut album, Mr. Fantasy, on this day in rock in 1967. After going under an alias for 3 years, Reginald Dwight legally changed his name on this day in rock in 1971 to Elton Hercules John. The surviving members of Grateful Dead on this day in rock in 1995 announced that the long, strange trip of the uniquely wonderful beast known as the Grateful Dead was finally over.